Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
John, we have a VFN KB success secret.
Yes, Jensen Franklin shares with us two important aspects of every leader that marks them. You want to pay attention. Take a look.
Leadership is identified by two results. Number one, or two things. The first thing that leadership is identified by is a leader gets results. If you tell me that you're a chief mechanic, I don't care what your degree says. I don't care how big your Yellow Page ad is. The truth is, if they're pulling my car that was worked on by you up by a tow truck back to the garage, you're not a leader. I don't care what you call yourself. I just jotted down some things. When I go into a clothes store, how do I say this? I don't want the person who's going to tell me what looks good and what matches. The first thing I do is check them out. And if their shoes are tore up, broke down, scuffed up, colors don't match, got dry cleaning issues all over the place, crazy looking, unkempt, and they tell, yeah, that looks good. I'm looking at the results. I don't need your help. Come on, say amen, somebody. It's really bad. I mean, results determine leadership. Are you able to get results? The world understands this. The world doesn't hire people who don't get results. They will tell you to take your title and leave. Real quick. But in the church, we just let people lead just because they want to lead. We don't do it like that. We judge leadership by results. Secondly, leadership is determined by fruitfulness. Leaders have the ability to produce fruit. A biblical example is Moses. Moses said, you know, I need a high priest and God's going to choose somebody. And so I want all 12 of the tribes to bring a dead stick and lay it on the Ark of the Covenant. We'll come back in 3 days, and the stick that was dead and comes back alive will be God's vindication of the fact that he chooses that particular tribe and that particular person to be the first high priest. They left dead sticks representing 12 tribes. They came back, and only one dead stick had come back to life and was budding and had almonds. And it was Aaron's rod. And God said, I am establishing a principle. God said, if you want to be the leader has to be fruitful. And the scripture said that Aaron's rod budded. Everybody else's stick was dead, but his was fruitful. So God established this principle. Write this down if you're taking notes. You are to follow a leader that produces fruit.
This is so powerful. I want to be able to pray for you right now. Father God, we just pray a blessing over our audience. We speak encouragement, Lord. Lord, I pray that you would just stir them, Lord, in the area of leadership and success, Father God. Yeah, be there with them in their business, their place of employment, God. And we ask you, dear God, we thank you for the revival and jobs and opportunities in the nation, Father God. We ask you, Lord, for revival, God. Lord, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.